Hello everyone, my name is Anurag Wag. Let's move on to chapter 7, which is digital, social and integrated advertising. Why integration matters today? You see, consumers move seamlessly across TV, streaming, social media, e-commerce and outdoor in their lifetime. They are going to be exposed to all sorts of media. So when a brand wants to communicate a certain message or give an update about their latest product or you know, whatever it is, they have to kind of look at this from a 360 lens. Now, the old divide between the digital and traditional are no longer representational of the real behavior of consumers. You know, advertising today must reflect an audience first, cross journey approach, where you first take into consideration the awareness and also consideration conversion, which turns into loyalty. Now, in this scenario, integration, it ensures messaging is meaningful, consistent, and persuasive across all touch points. Now, let us look at digital versus traditional. Let's compare the two types of marketing. Okay. Now, if you look at digital, obviously, we know that digital marketing is through electronic devices like social media, search engines, etc. While offline marketing, traditional marketing is your direct mail, billboards. What happens with digital is it's a little more customer engagement driven. There is higher activity with that. When with traditional, you obviously don't know what a person's reaction is when they're looking at a hoarding, a banner, a billboard. The ease of measuring results with digital is way more easier, but that's not the case with traditional. Traditional does have its advantages, but now with digital, with everybody literally looking down into their screens and rarely looking up when they're traveling, they're clearly cutting away from your offline marketing. Digital will always be less expensive and a lot more effective as compared to traditional. And in digital, there's always more chance for customization and changes that in traditional, once you put up a banner that has a mistake, which shouldn't be the case with anyone, or a bill or a hoarding that has a mistake, you are never recovering from that easily. So now let's look at evolution of digital and its impact on planning. Web 1.0 enabled information. Web 2.0 added interaction and community. And Web 3.0 now emphasizes privacy and transparency. And I'll go to add that it also implements AI. Consumers now, they expect personalization, but at the same time with ethical practices and data use, with clear consent and an understanding of what the individual is. And the individual today does not want to, and I'll call them individuals before consumers, because the individual does not want to feel overwhelmed or, you know, being spied on. Planners must coordinate paid, owned, earned, and shared media to build a unified brand presence. Different channels, they serve different purposes. TV is for awareness, search is for intent, and CRM for retention. Let's move on when it comes to challenges and the future direction that we are moving in. Audience attention now is fragmented and many users avoid ads or multitask across various screens. Planners today must rely on analytics and programmatic tools, but must balance data with cultural insight and storytelling. Something that works in Punjab may not work in Tamil Nadu, and vice versa. And regional marketing has created that need for nuance in your creatives, in your communication, which brings us to integration, which requires aligning your reach, cost efficiency, relevance, and a long-term brand equity. The future is not digital versus traditional. It is integrated, consumer-centric, and trust-driven advertising. To add to that, there are interactive billboards today. The QR code has changed the way people are interacting with external advertising when it's outdoors. Today, you will see a billboard or a hoarding somewhere at a bus stop, which will ask you to scan a QR code and take you to a website or, you know, a shopping page, which not just brings out the ease and the efficiency, but also takes the consumer directly to the product on their personal device. There is no better example of integration than this right now. Now let's look at the modern POES system. Advertising today runs at an interconnected system, not isolated channels. The POES model, which is paid, ownership, earned, and shared, helps planners design integrated strategies. Brands must now create multiple touch points so that the consumers meet the brand in different contexts. Today, effective campaigns, they combine reach, which is paid, depth, which is owned, credibility, which is earned, and engagement, which is of course, shared. Now let's look at these paid, owned, earned, and shared types of media. So we get more in depth about what they are and how they are used in the real world scenario and how planners can plan their strategies around this. Paid media, ads bought, these are ads. Paid media, these are ads bought by the brand. Search ads, social ads, display. Then what these do is they deliver fast reach. They're outdoors, they catch your eye. And when it comes to launches, they can be scaled for awareness. Own media, assets the brand actually controls. Their own websites, their apps, blogs, emails, and installed displays, of course. This builds long-term engagement, consistent storytelling, and engagement at various touch points. Earned media is the unpaid publicity that you get. There's word of mouth, there's reviews, mentions on Instagram and Facebook, YouTube shares, and of course, influencer posts. Earned media. These are the unpaid publicly types of media that, you know, can positively affect your brand, which are, you know, your reviews, mentions, PR, influencer posts, which is of course big, and one that has come down from all the ages, which is word of mouth. What this does is it adds credibility and amplifies paid activity for your brand. Then let's come to the last one, which is shared media. This is co-created content, social sharing, hashtags, user-generated content, and collaborations. This strengthens community and boosts interaction. This is a very complex chart. I am going to just let it stay on the screen here and not get into it in depth. We just covered this, but here's, you can have a look. Now, how does paid, owned, earned, and shared channel, how do they work together, and how, what we'll come to next is how an account planner can integrate all these together. Paid media drives initial discovery and pushes traffic to owned assets. Owned platforms deepen engagement through detailed content and experiences. Positive experience generate earned media, your reviews, your recommendations, your mentions. And shared media is what keeps the conversation alive through sharing, reposting, and community activity. When all these are combined, all these POES channels are combined, they create a reinforcing loop that boosts both short-term results and long-term brand equity. Let's look at the POES channel matrix. The media type here is paid, which has search ads, owned, your website, blogs, apps, email, newsletters, earned, which is your PR coverage, organic influencer mentions, and shared, of course, your hashtags, UGC, brand communities. What are their objectives? When you pay for your media, you need to drive your reach, scale, and precise targeting. When it is owned, what this does is long-term relationships. How many times have you noticed that if there is a certain clothing brand that you like, that you always order from, you go directly to their website instead of a third-party website, whether it be Amazon or Flipkart or Myntra or whatever it is. If I buy shirts from Snitch, I prefer to go to the Snitch website because that is kind of created for me. I have a relationship with it. Then we come to earned media. What are its objectives? Then we come to earned media. What are their objectives? To gain credibility and trust and validate messages, because here is where me as a consumer, I feel that my language is being spoken. I feel that my interest in this product is being reciprocated by the community that is also buying this product. Then shared, what is the objective? This is to amplify spark co-creation now. That's become a very big thing, and strengthen community trust. What is channel strategy and orchestration? Consumers today move across platforms seamlessly. Planners must guide them across the journey. Channel orchestration by aligning paid, owned, earned, and shared media all across the audience behavior. Now, each channel is chosen for its own role, shaping awareness, consideration, conversion, and advocacy. Now, our aim here as a planner is to create connected experiences rather than isolated touch points. Now, when it comes to these channels, let's map the customer journey. There are four key stages, which is awareness, consideration, conversion, and growth advocacy. And you'll see how these fall into the POES model. Okay. Awareness is for broad reach channels that build familiarity, which we discussed. Consideration is deeper info. Okay, now I'm thinking about this product. I want to see its Instagram page. I possibly want to see its reviews. And is there any comparison website that is comparing this product with other products? And social proof is very important now. I want to see other people enjoying this product and confirming that what this product offers is true. Conversion, this is high precision action-led channels. These are search ads, retail media, etc., etc., etc. And finally, advocacy. This is retention through your WhatsApp. You know, okay, you're making an offer through WhatsApp, but you're also asking for reviews about the product, about the service. You are creating a community. You're asking, you're giving offers and you're giving codes to check out at discount. This is your retention and your loyalty programs, including UGC. As a brand, you're asking your consumer to unbox the product, to give a review, to share a picture with it. That becomes very important. That becomes key. Let's look at the customer journey map. There's direct mail in consideration. When it comes to purchase, you're at a contact center or a store. In your loyalty programs, that is where retention comes in. And advocacy, which is a big thing nowadays for almost every brand. There's word of mouth, social media, etc. Now, planning consideration across all stages. Let's take a look at how this works out. Okay. A planner will have to identify the best channels for reach, engagement, credibility, or transactions. Now, in my opinion, see, when it is a product that is made to, when you order it online and you want to try it out, whether it's a bathroom product, for example, a mouthwash, or let's take a teeth whitener. We must have all seen these Perfora ads on our Instagram consistently. And these, they create engagement for us, but they also offer credibility, because once a person is using that product and showing you that this is how the product is used, you know that, okay, this product is real. Then planners have to consider that they need to adapt to creative formats to match stage needs, use data signals, search queries, etc. to shape targeting. Ensure each touch point builds on the previous one to reduce friction and guide decisions. Now, let's take a look at how a planner can orchestrate the full journey. First of all, connecting the channels so that, you know, from exposure of the product or the service, you're going to info, you're driving the purchase, and you are rewarding yourself also, but you're generating loyalty amongst your consumer base. Ensuring consistent messaging across CTV, social, search, retail media, and owned platforms. How to combine paid delivery with owned depth, earned credibility, and shared engagement. Measuring contribution at each stage to refine sequencing, targeting, and creative. This becomes very important in a lot of places, because now, thanks to social media, you know, you're getting direct reviews on your product or service. You're getting direct feedback. If you are not able to refine your sequencing of your next media or your next creative, if you're not able to refine the communication to target the next batch of consumers, your one statement which you had initiated earlier is going to fall off, and you're going to see a fall off in the trail of, you know, positive sales eventually. And your creative has to match that entire journey. So forward thinking is very important, and what better word for forward thinking than planning? And that is exactly why we are discussing in detail as to what the role of an event planner is. If you are able to bring all these things together in one place, then that's what a good account planner is. Why formats and platforms? Of course, they matter. Advertising impact now depends on how formats work together, not just where ads appear. Taking an example again of the QR code. Each format plays a unique role. Search captures intent, social drives engagement, video builds emotion, and retail media eventually triggers purchase. That's why a store like Snitch, which has an online website, have now opened up retail branches in Mumbai also. Now let's take a look at modern planning, which requires sequencing, short form plus long form, social discovery, and retail conversion. The objective here is that create continuity across all touch points rather than fragmented messages. Search advertising, capturing intent, reaches users at the exact moment of need through keywords. This includes branded and non-branded search. Planners must balance both. Key metrics, your CTR, your CPC, conversion rate, quality score, and rank. This gets a bit technical, but you have to understand that metrics are very important in knowing where your campaign stands. This works very strongly when you are paid with awareness. The channels that you use are YouTube, which increases brand search, used by brands like Nike to test emerging demand signals before large campaigns. Social advertising, which is personalization plus storytelling. We live in this world, we know that platforms like Meta, TikTok, etc., they target precision users based on their behaviors and their interests. Their formats are in-feed videos, stories, carousel posts, influencer applications, amplifications. And you know that here the creative must be platform native, vertical video, sounds of captioning, fast branding. This is, you know, completely the algorithm changes. So while we are recording this, by the time you are watching this video and by the time that you put this in use, you know, the algorithm is going to change and things are going to change. Like, look at hashtags. Hashtags have almost disappeared. Now people are encouraging you not to use hashtags. The example, let's take an example of Fenty Beauty. It scaled globally via just TikTok tutorials plus Instagram creators. Video plus CTV. Immersive brand building. Now, the connected reach of TV with digital precision targeting has doubled with, or tripled, I don't even know how much, but a lot with Netflix, Hulu, and Disney Plus. Their formats are skippable, non-skippable pre-roll, mid-rolls, and long format content. Now, you know this when a certain podcast which has video on YouTube wants to be free. So they will not have a YouTube ad running, but they will pre-record an ad in their video and post it along. So you don't have a choice of skipping, right? That is how that podcast makes its money. Because if they use YouTube advertising, they will get paid by YouTube, but not that much. Then let's take an example of how PepsiCo does it. During the Super Bowl, the mass reach that they had with CTV, they retargeted for personalized messaging. Display retail media and email SMS. Display advertising. This includes your banners, native ads, programmatic DCO units, KPIs, impressions viewability, and time in view brand safety checks. The Economist showed strong results through contextually smart programmatic banners. Now, retail media. Platforms like Amazon, Walmart, Instacart deliver ads at the digital shelf. You must have seen that along with this, buy this, or get four free, stuff like that. That is at retail media. There are formats, again, which are sponsored products, retail displays, video ads, KPIs, your ROAS, CPA, share of voice. This is how you track your success. And then this eventually drives conversion by reaching high intent shoppers. Once you're already at, on the website of Amazon or at a Walmart store, your intent to shop is already there. So half the battle has already been won. Then email and SMS. These are own channels for retention, lifestyle triggers, and personalization. This is something like, winter's coming, so you need to buy this jacket. So I'll get an ad in my email or an SMS or a WhatsApp message just in like November when winter is about to come in, right? Now let's move on to DOOH, audio and AR VR. Digital out of home is now dynamic billboards. Now they're not just still images that you see on the hoardings, but you actually have visuals moving, and there's motion graphics and very attractive visuals that you take a look at. And they also have contextual triggers, weather, time, traffic, whatever it is. Just before the monsoons, maybe in May, you may see like an ad for selling some kind of raincoat or some kind of winter gear with an interactive billboard. Nowadays, you see that on, especially in cafes, this has become a very big thing, where inside cafes, they'll install the screens, which will be visible for the customers and try to sell you products right there, make you aware of products right there. An example is McDonald's real-time meal recommendations, that while you are at the kiosk of McDonald's, it'll tell you recommendations of what you want to eat, what you also ordered last time. If once you put your number in, it has all the billing information properly embedded inside to let you know what your favorites are. And then obviously there is AR, VR. We could talk about audio and podcasts. This is a trusted environment, strong for storytelling. If you know a podcaster that you like, you're watching his content over and over again, he's going to embed some of his sponsors and sponsors' products in his videos. Now, virtual reality try-ons is obviously very rare, but it is very effective. This is especially good for now real estate, where if you walk into the office that is selling you the property, they have AR, VR headsets to take you on a tour of the property, what your house is going to look like. So what are the KPIs here? It is the engagement time, interaction depth, conversions from trial.